Corinne Spaulding works as a medical technologist in Syracuse, New York. She sent us a beautiful reminiscence of her mother and family, triggered by a chance visit to an antique store. Here is The Things We Lose. I press my hands against the window of the antique store. The image in front of me has stopped me dead in my tracks. I see the hazy reflection of a middle-aged woman, hands cupped around her eyes. Through the glass, a kitchen table sits, its sphinx-like presence poised as the centerpiece of the old shop. I walk in. The same kitchen table we sat around as children. I can tell because I've bent down to see if the initials CM are still dug into the flesh of one of its legs. They are now barely visible as the blood red of the mahogany has been treated and oiled to shiny perfection for the next person to take home. The same sturdy table that held buttery potatoes, savory meats and gravies, puddings, pies, and pancakes. The same table I climbed on and then fell off of, smacking my forehead on the tumble down. The outstretched snowy road led to the hospital, my mother holding me on her lap, exchanging cloth after cloth on my head, the crimson drowning out the virgin white of the linen towels. 5 stitches was all it took. Clothes were sewn on the table. Piles of denim lined the surface of the table on Saturdays, my mother furiously repairing the blue and black crumpled pants in the later afternoon. Sometimes she would stay up late and sew Halloween costumes or hem party dresses. A cup of black coffee always sat on the table. I would dunk my cookies in its dark, bitter taste as I watched my mother work. I would spend years doing homework on the table, with the dull buzz of the overhead light cheering me on. The hope of a degree someday, a way to make a difference. My mother never worked outside the home, her main goal to nourish the family. As reliable as snow on Christmas morning, 3 meals were laid out on the table each day. Until one day the meals appeared in new places, like hospital rooms and outpatient clinics. The drip of the chemo like an hourglass. The table piled with unopened mail and flowers from neighbors. The table looked somber, as it held the last things it would in our house. Soon after, the rapid auctioning of anything value happened to help with the cost of health care. A marching progression of furniture exited the front store door early that spring. The table was the last to go. It begs me to touch it. I rub my hand over the bronze hide. The grains are dark and shriveled under my hands as my fingers run over the familiar landscape. The slight dip of the table toward the middle, the worn notch at the end of the tattooed leg, a small wound on the table's shoulder where a ceramic bowl had been dropped onto it. My familiar friend has no price tag, and I find this fitting. It looks unclothed and alone there in the store, joined only by fellow pieces of naked furniture. I know they all hold a story. My hand falls limply away from the table as my feet carry me toward the door. We say farewell again.